Here with Coach Jim Turner, Wisconsin City boys wrapping up a state championship. It's the second time in 3 years they'll take the top trophy home. Congratulations, Coach. What a weekend for your guys. You scored 74 points. That's pretty impressive in itself, and you guys were pretty it showed your depth overall this weekend.
Yeah, it was pretty shocking to actually score that many points with the injuries we got going on. But all the kids, even the ones that were injured, they stepped up. Our young kids that filled in stepped up. And you know, how many times you come in here as a second alternate on a relay and you run and win a state championship and you're probably hanging around eating sandwiches and you're like, hey, I got to go run. So, you know, Isaac Brandon did a great job in there. We ran Adrian's an alternate in the 4x1 when Jared got hurt, and then he got hurt. Same thing, a hamstring. And, you know, we've had those nagging injuries all year long and everything else. You know, Jack is probably the epitome of what our kids are doing here. You know, he's got a torn labrum in his hip, and all he wants to do is help his buddies out in the 4x8 with very little conditioning, you know. So just a tough kid. And I can't say enough about our girls. I mean, you know, first time we've had a state championship on the girls' side since Kelly Wyckoff's junior year, and win the 4x8, break the school record. Michaela breaks the school record in the 2 mile. We had two other school records during the year with Madison and pole vault and Marshall and pole vault. So pretty good year we can break school records because our school records are pretty impressive.
Yeah, that they are. And, I mean, it kind of shows that some of the how you guys finish some of the races. It shows the guts and how the determination, it shows why the Wisconsin City was where they were here this weekend.
Yeah, you know, it's the kids. I mean, you know, you're not going to win a state without good kids. And, you know, once we get to this point, we're hanging out in the bleachers and cheering for them just like people on the other side, except we're getting the blaring sun in our eyes. But, you know, it's just once you get here, you're a cheerleader. So, you know, it's not coaching. It's what the kids got and how they step it up. And, by gosh, we stepped it up today and yesterday also. So, you know, you can go all the way back to Team Points Matter Everywhere, and Parker Baltimore setting ninth in the javelin. He busts out a great throw and finishes fifth. And, you know, same thing with Parker. We got to quit letting him warm up because, you know, he always has a great throw in the warm-ups. And one of his first or second throws in the warm-ups, and then, you know, just a little bit short of that in the actual competition. So he didn't get a warm-up with the javelin anymore.
Yeah. Well, for your 4x4, you had one alternate, and then you have to use a second today. Have you ever had to go too deep into alternates like that before in a state meet?
No, I haven't. I told Mr. Huck, I said, there's only one other guy that can go after the two alternates are out, and that's the AD's got to run. So he was getting warmed up. You know, but no, I haven't. And it was incredible that they could come in and do what they did. I mean, and it wasn't like we all of a sudden we weren't good. We run 3:24 yesterday. We run 3:25 in the finals with two guys on it, one new guy, because Brandon had to run it in the prelims too. So, you know, I can't say enough about our seniors. You know, Jarrett's hurt, and he's down here. He's coaching everybody up, you know. He's the guy cheering with both arms in the air when the 4x4 is winning the race and they're up on the award stand. And, you know, Adrian's the same way. So, you know, they get hurt, and they just stick it out here and cheer their teammates on. So our leadership has been incredible this year, girls and boys both. And, you know, I think probably the biggest thing I enjoyed today was when Chuck walked up in the bleachers, that giant smile on her face, you know, and then here comes Wyatt Hayes 5 minutes later, this huge smile on his face, and he's just exhausted, you know. So it's that's fun. That's the fun part. It's, you know, state championship or not, just seeing those kids with those big smiles and what they've accomplished.
Yep, seventh place for the girls and a great finish for them, and state championship for the boys, sixth in program history. Congratulations, Coach.
All right, thanks, Adam.